in. I went and looked for mattresses, and then I went out to have a nice dinner down near the beach there at, oh man, it's in Pasa Grill. It's right across the street from Gennaro's, actually. Oh. Secreters.
Yes, he's Marcello has talked really, really good about the place. As a matter of fact, I think that place used to supply him with his sea bass when he was doing sea bass dishes. So, yeah, it's supposed to be good. Was it good?
Oh, my God. It was not only really good, the best hush puppies I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I love me a hush puppy, Daddy. I'm going to get me some hush puppies when I get those 100 pounds off. I promise.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah. And then I get a text message from, of all people, my father, Tim.
Hey, Timbo!
Now, Tim is passively interested in sports, but not really. I wouldn't call him a sports guy. Not really a sports guy. So he goes, hey, did you hear that Tom Brady's coming back to play football?
You got it from Tim?
Yeah, that's who broke the news to me, broke the story. And I went, what? And I thought he got pranked or something. I was like, you're an idiot. He's, no.
Yeah.
Something's up here. He goes, yeah, he's coming back to play for the Bucks. And I go, what? And I look on Twitter, where I get all my news from, and sure enough, one of the top things that when I open the app, one of the first stories that comes up is Tom Brady announces he's coming back to play football for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is tremendous. This turned into the best weekend ever. And I went out and celebrated after. I went to the bar. And today was a little tough. But thankfully, I'm working from home full time now, so I managed. But yeah, what an exciting evening!
Yeah, how I got the news was pretty almost like unreal, like how it happened to me. So yesterday, and we'll get back to the rest of the weekend. But yesterday, my whole weekend was awesome when it comes to stand up comedy. Was just awesome. And I'll get to Saturday at the Spitfire Comedy House and how loud and crazy Robert Hoffman is. But yesterday, there was a showcase at Side Splitters at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, it's a crazy time for a comedy show. Now, kudos to Side Splitters. Not only like an A room in Tampa, but they're like an A room in the country right now. Like, they are well-respected all over the country as one of the top clubs. They had three shows yesterday on a Sunday, a 3 o'clock, a 5 o'clock, and like a 7:30. The 5 o'clock show had a crowd of people in the parking lot waiting to get in. It was insane. It was like a show for teachers. It was they have some teacher tour, and Ryan Seabolt is one of the guys on it, and you know he's awesome. And they had a truck of merch and a table set up. It was crazy. Anyway, I digress. The show I went to at 3 o'clock, as a spectator, I went on the website, Will, and bought ticket. I bought a ticket like a normal person, like a pleb, right? Yeah. Because I wanted to support my friends, and I'm talking about a beast lineup. So it was a showcase for Bob Sumner, who is the one of the original creators of Def Jam comedy. And, you know, he still books a lot of comedy shows all over the country. Very well-respected guy. If you know stand-up comedy, if you're a historian and, you know, you respect the boom in the 90s and, of course, Def Comedy Jam, then you know who he is, right? So I was kind of cool just be in the same room with that guy. So the lineup was disgusting. I mean, Cam Bertrand, J.B. Ball, Matt Fernandez, Ken Miller, J.J. Curry, Rio Paris, just a ton of great, great comics. And, of course, there was part of me that was like, look, I need to be there in case somebody blows a hammy or something. I should be there. You know what I mean? But no, I that didn't happen. I mean, I would love to have been on that lineup, but it's okay. So I go and I watch that, and it was awesome. You know, it was great. Just seeing my, you know, I consider these guys family. You know, I've known these guys in comedy for, you know, upwards, you know, 12 years to 20 years. Oh, William Sloan was in it. I mean, just guys I've known forever and people in the audience. Oh, Ron Hortman was in it. See what I'm saying? The list goes on and on. It was like 15 comics doing 10-minute sets for this mega booker. And then afterwards, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll pop over and play some poker at the Tampa Greyhound because it's not too far. You know, it's on the way home. And, you know, I had a little cash in my pocket that I made the night before at Spit House. I'm like, I'll take that cash, put it on a table, play a little No Limit Texas Hold'em. You know, and I got a lot of friends that work there. This would be fun. And I go in there, and I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm beating the table up a little bit. I ain't trying to brag, right? But I get four of a kind, which pays a bonus of $200. Like, they just give you $200 extra. I get four of a kind nines, and I slow play it. I bust a dude that makes a move on me, thinking I don't have anything. And as they're giving me this pot, this all the chips and the bonus 200, the guy across the table from me goes, "No way. Tom Brady's coming back." I mean, the timing, it was almost like he said it as the chips were being pushed to me. And I go, "Shut the F up." And he goes, "No, seriously, he's coming back." And I almost got like douchey and went, "I think I would know about it. I'm a member of the media," right? Uh-huh. But I didn't do that. I pumped the brakes. I go, "Where are you hearing that from? Because just like you with Tim, I want a source, baby. That's what we go for." And he goes, "Adam Schefter?" And I go, pardon me? So I immediately pick up my phone, and I got three notifications. Schefter, Bleacher Report. And I'm like, "Oh, Mike." And, dude, I have not stopped smiling since, Will. I have been the happiest I have been in so long. I mean, because we talked about this 8 weeks ago when Tom Brady announced his retirement. It felt like a breakup. It felt like somebody dumped us. And it hurt, even though you knew, just like with a breakup where you know that it's better for you, that you two probably split. It's better for her, better for you. It still hurts, you know? I've had breakups like that where, you know, it's a mutual kind of thing, you know, and you go, it just wasn't going to work. That's kind of like how it felt because I remember where I was when he retired. I was out at the Pig Fest in Lakeland eating barbecue, and I saw that, and I was like, "No!" And I've just been hearing sad Beatles songs in my head ever since. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far. And now, yesterday, when I got that news, and like I said, I just saw an awesome comedy show, hung out with some of my best friends in comedy, and then go over there, and I'm beating up this poker table, and I win this jackpot hand as this guy I've never met before says, "Oh, look at that. Tom Brady's coming back." I go, this can't be happening, right? So, yeah, it was pretty surreal, and I've been happy ever since. And right now, we talked about this last week too, Will. This week is free agency frenzy, so it's kind of exciting right now too, because all these players are kind of moving around the league, and the Bucks are trying to re-sign players. We're probably going to pick up some new players. No telling what's, you know, how the chips are going to fall, pun intended, when, you know, Thursday or Friday rolls around and everybody is kind of signed with their teams. So it's pretty exciting, man. Yeah.
I got to the point too where I was like, I saw a clip on Twitter. I let him go. I let Tom go. I said, it's over. I was preparing for, you know, an announcement that the Buccaneers traded for Deshaun Watson. And I was like, you know, Deshaun's good. He just got, they're not going to press charges, criminal charges on him for his misconduct or alleged misconduct. I go, okay, you know, we're starting over fresh. He's a very good quarterback, and it's going to be exciting here. And I also prepared for, you know, Kyle Trask, too. I go, he sat under Brady for a few years. You know, I'm sure he picked up some things. I heard he's, you know, very dedicated, and he's the first one there in the morning and the last one to leave. And, okay, I you know, it's going to be a tough, you know, year, but that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. I was doing, like, Trump in my head. And
it'll be fine.
I saw a video on Twitter of Tom Brady at he was at a Manchester United game, and he was with Ronaldo. Is that who it was? One of the big players. I'm not a big soccer guy, so I don't know. And you could hear him in the background, Ronaldo asking Tom, "So you're done, right? You're really done?" And Tom, he audibly said something, but you could definitely see on the video where he kind of grimaced a little bit and did kind of one of those things. And I even went, "Shut up. Enough. I'm tired of this guy. Like, you're not coming back. Just cut it out." And I was like, getting mad at him. I was like, "Enough, Tom. This is just ridiculous." And then sure enough, you know, and I didn't think about any, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I thought, well, if he does come back, he's going on the 49ers. That's what all Mike Florio and all these big names are claiming.
Screw Mike Florio.
I know. He's whatever. They're doubling down on this, too. It's crazy. They still think that something's up and he's still going to end up in San Francisco by the beginning. It's wild. But, yeah, sure enough. And then you get that announcement. And I'm just like, wow. I feel like. Like a girl came back, realized, came to her senses and was like, you guys are, you're the one for me. And came back and you didn't have to even have to do anything. And sometimes that's what you have to do when you have a relationship and you really want that person is you just got to go, okay, accept it and start to move on. And sometimes, you know, they come to their senses and come back. And I feel like that's what Tom Brady did. And I'm so excited. I'm so happy, so thrilled about the future and in this Tampa Bay organization. I don't know if. You know, you think he's okay, so he's under contract for one more year. With the way he's playing, he might be here for numerous years. Who knows?
You don't know. You don't know. And look, I don't want to claim that, you know, I'm smart or like I know more than I should, but what I am is faithful. And you can attest, I have never closed that door on Tom Brady. I have always kept the light on. I have always had hope. You look at my phone right here. See that? If you could see it on Bone TV, that screensaver on my phone, it's Tom Brady with a goat walking off into the sunset. And I said, I am not taking that off my phone until we have a new starting quarterback. I knew there was always a chance, and I always prayed, and I always said it to people, and they would just laugh at me. They go, who's the Bucs quarterback going to be? And I'm like, hopefully Tom Brady. They're like, he's not going to be Tom Brady, dude. And I'm like, until I see another person snap that ball from center in September, I am not giving up on Tom Brady. And look what happened. Look, this is so huge in so many ways, too. And I will get this out of the way now so we don't have to do it in our regular news. But what people don't understand, like, yeah, Deshaun Watson would have been great, but the price you pay is so huge, it really kind of devastates your roster and the rest of the team. You're talking three number one draft picks. So you have no first round draft picks for 3 years. You're going to lose family members in that time. They also wanted a player, not just some bench player, like a premium player. No telling who that might have been. And they wanted a couple second-round picks. So your draft is devastated. And his contract comes with a big cost. I think they wanted to give him like $40 million a year. With Tom coming back, you get the best quarterback that's ever played football at a cheaper price than Deshaun Watson. You lose no draft picks. So you can go back. You can go fill in some spots on the O-line or whatever you need through the draft. It's a very offensive line-heavy draft. And Tristan Wirfs, he's proof that you can have a rookie come right out the gate and play well. So you have draft capital. You have money to spend because Tom Brady isn't in it for the money. It's been proven over and over again. What they'll probably do is they'll restructure his one-year deal again for probably a two or three-year deal. So it spreads out that cap, gives Tom Brady a little bit of money, but also doesn't hit as hard on the cap. But yeah, they're going to have now, and they've already proven last night they re-signed Ryan Jensen and he took a sweetheart deal to play with Brady again. He could have got more money, but he took, I think it was 3 years, $39 million. He could have got more than that. He probably could have got $45-50 million for 3 years. He's one of the best centers in the league, if not the best. Carlton Davis re-signed today. He was gone. He was all but gone. I'm trying to think of who else. There was another one. There was another one today.
Carlton Davis.
No, it was Carlton Davis, Ryan Jensen. There was another one that I just saw pop up, too. Leonard Fournette took down an Instagram post where he was basically telling Tampa Bay goodbye, deleted it after Tom Brady's announcement. So he's leaving the door open to come back. There's a lot of players are going to stay at a cheaper price because of Tom. And some of these free agents are going to want to come here now. And the one that I'm looking at that I would love as our wide receiver 3 to replace Antonio Brown is a guy named Jarvis Landry, who got released by the Browns, I believe, or they're just going to let him be a free agent. But they basically said goodbye to him. He might take a sweetheart deal to come play with Tom Brady. Why wouldn't you? So the team is going to look great We lost Alex Kappa today to the Bengals. We knew we were going to lose one of our offensive line to the Bengals. That was their one weak spot, and they got plenty of money. But so far, we haven't lost, you know, any of the other guys, any of the key pieces that we would like to keep. You know, Sue hasn't signed with anybody. Will Golston hasn't signed with anybody. Whitehead, you know, I would love to see them, you know, keep him around. But so far, so good. I haven't seen any bad news besides Kappa. But I'm imagining we'll either sign a guard in free agency to replace Kappa. They re-signed Stinney. He replaced Kappa in the Super Bowl, played excellent. You know, or we go out and draft one or two guys to replace Kappa. I'm not worried about the O-line anymore. With Jensen coming back, that's the anchor. And, you know, they're not going to leave Tom Brady unprotected. That's never going to happen.
You know, Kappa is not in stone. It's not. He hasn't signed any paperwork yet either. I mean, potentially he might decide to come back to Tampa Bay. I mean, he's getting paid, you know, if he goes to plays for the Bengals.